Okay, so we've got some really interesting stuff to dive into today,
Yeah.
about how these large language models are changing
Right.
text speech.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like just yesterday we were all making fun of how robotic those voices sounded, and now we're talking about voices that can express emotions and
It's
stuff.
crazy how fast it's all happening.
So we've got some research articles and some deep dives into some specific models that we
Oh.
can use as a starting point to really understand how LLMs
That's
are
okay.
doing this and what it means for all of us.
I'm excited to dive in.
You know, when you think about where TTS started,
Oh, yeah.
those early systems were so basic.
Barely even recognizable as speech, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we saw the rise of deep learning, and suddenly it's like the systems could actually learn from all this speech data.
Yeah, it was a huge leap
And
forward.
even then, it always felt like there was this gap between the
Right.
synthetic voice
Yeah.
and like a real human voice.
That naturalness was still
Yeah,
missing.
exactly.
And open source has been such a game changer,
Totally.
bringing people together to really push the field forward.
Okay, but now we have LLMs in the mix,
Right.
and they're bringing this whole new level of control.
It's not just about the words anymore.
Yeah, it's like the emotion, the whole delivery.
Exactly.
You know, at first, people were basically trying to stick LLMs into this pipeline where
Right.
they had speech to text, and then LLM processing, and then back to speech.
Like a clunky workaround.
Yeah, but that had some obvious problems, right?
Oh, yeah, it could introduce delays, and you
Yeah.
could end up with errors compounding on each other.
Which is why these speech language models or speech
Oh,
LLMs
they're so
are
interesting.
so exciting because they just work directly with audio
Yeah, cutting out those extra steps
and
and.
potentially preserving more of those subtle vocal qualities.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this control that LLMs are giving us.
Right.
The research talks about how LLMs can manipulate emotion
Right.
and something called prosody, which I
Yeah.
guess is like.
It's basically the intonation and rhythm of speech.
Oh, okay. So it's like how you say something.
Exactly. It conveys so much meaning.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they can even control like the unique qualities of a voice
Like the timbre.
and even the length of sounds.
Yeah, it's all about making the text sound like it's being performed.
It's like expressiveness actually means conveying feelings and intent.
Right.
And traditional TTS really struggled with that, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it often sounded very flat and robotic.
Which made it hard to use in things like movies or video games or anything where you need.
Yeah, where emotion is crucial.
So one model that really stood out in the research was Spark TTS.
Oh, Spark TTS is really cool.
It uses this thing called a chain of thought approach with a really powerful LLM.
To give you both like high-level control over things like gender and speaking style,
Okay.
but also very precise adjustments to things like pitch and speaking rate.
Wow, so you can really fine-tune things.
Yeah, and it's all designed to be really efficient.
And get this, it can also do zero-shot voice clone.
Isn't that wild?
And even create entirely new virtual speakers.
It's mind-blowing.
I know, and the best part is the code is publicly available.
So anyone can play around with it.
And then there's Hume AI's Octave.
Oh yeah, Octet is built specifically for TTS.
What makes it different?
Well, it's really focused on understanding the meaning of the text,
Okay.
so it can actually act out the text like a character.
So it's like it gets the context.
Exactly. And you can even generate voices from descriptive prompts.
So like if you need a voice that sounds soothing and gentle or
All right,
something.
or energetic and excited.
And it can even change the emotion or style dynamically.
Like within a single sentence, it can shift from a whisper to a shout.
Wow. And their internal testing shows that it's actually performing better than other models.
Yeah, in terms of audio quality, naturalness, and actually matching the descriptions you give it.
Okay, so we've got these specialized models like Spark TTS and Octave, but you can also get really sophisticated control just by using clever prompting
Oh, yeah.
with more general LLMs like GPT-4.
It's all about how you write things.
So how does that work?
Well, you can basically tell the LLM to predict emotional changes at a word level
Both.
just by carefully crafting your prompts.
Huh.
And you can control things like pitch, energy, and duration just through your phrasing.
So, like, if you wanted to emphasize a word,
You could put it in asterisks or something like that.
and the LLM would pick up on that
Exactly. It's a surprisingly intuitive way to get expressive speech.
without needing a degree in computer science.
Right.
You mentioned chain of thought with Spark TTS,
Yeah.
and it seems like that's a really important concept for getting nuanced prosody.
Definitely. The LLM basically breaks the task down into steps.
Okay.
First, it sets the overall tone, and then it fine-tunes the details of the delivery.
So it's like a more natural thought process.
Right.
We also saw this thing called hard prompt selection in hard synth.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool technique.
What's that all about?
It uses really difficult audio as prompts to generate more training data for speech recognition. So it's showing how versatile these prompting techniques can be.
So beyond just controlling TTS directly.
Exactly.
It's also about using them to improve other speech technologies. And then on the technology side, these single stream architectures.
Like the one in Spark TTS.
Seems to be a big deal.
They separate the content of the speech from the speaker's voice.
Oh, I see.
So you can control them independently.
That's really clever.
And then there's the transformer architecture.
Which is like the foundation of so many text LLMs.
Right. And it's now being used for TTS too.
In models like Yalasa.
Exactly.
What does that bring to the table?
Well, it allows for scalability.
Okay.
And a really strong focus on emotional expressiveness.
And some models even have these separate systems to verify the emotion. Like making sure it's actually conveying the intended emotion.
That's wild.
And then, of course, we have speech LLMs.
Which represent this whole paradigm shift towards directly processing audio.
Yeah, it's a really exciting development.
So it seems like there's a lot of activity in this field. Oh, yeah, there are so many players.
You've got 11 labs, Koki, Google, Microsoft.
And a ton of open source projects.
It's amazing how fast this technology is moving.
And it's leading to some really amazing applications.
Like what?
Well, think about virtual assistants and chatbots.
Okay.
Imagine them being able to have more natural and empathetic conversations.
That would be a game changer.
And then there's audiobooks and podcasts.
They could be so much more engaging.
Exactly, with more expressive narration.
And accessibility could be improved with screen readers that have more expressive voices.
Right, making content more accessible to people with disabilities.
And gaming and VR could have these incredibly believable characters.
And even real-time translation could preserve the emotional tone of the original speech.
Wow, the possibilities are endless.
And we can't forget about healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine AI companions that can provide emotional support.
That would be incredible. You mentioned some demos in your research.
Oh, yeah.
What were those again?
Spark TTS has some really cool voice cloning demos.
Yeah.
And Hume AI's Octave has some great examples of its semantic understanding and character acting.
So people can actually hear how these models work.
Exactly. And there are also platforms like Hugging Face and Bentamel.
Where people can find other open source models.
Yeah, like XTTS V2 and ChatTS and Parlor TTS.
And there's this thing called LLM Talk on GitHub.
Which has some really cool examples of real-time conversational AI.
Amazing. So what does the future hold for expressive TTS?
Well, we're going to see even more sophisticated speech-to-speech models.
Okay.
Continued improvements in naturalness and expressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Greater customization options.
So people can create even more unique voices.
Exactly. And better multilingual support.
So these technologies can be used by people all over the world.
Right. And we'll also see closer integration with other AI technologies.
So like a blurring of the lines between different fields.
Yeah. And of course, a continued focus on efficiency and reducing costs.
So this technology can become more accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it really leaves you with a lot to think about.
Definitely.
You know, as these artificial voices become more and more like human voices.
Right.
How is that going to change the way we interact with technology?
It's a big question.
And what new creative possibilities are going to emerge as the line between human and artificial continues to blur?
It's exciting and maybe a little bit scary, too.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
It was my pleasure.
And we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.
Bye.